Before we do it, it's time for Britney J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, it's Ray. You were loud listening to the sounds of King Bey, Beyonce. That is her Before I Let Go when she performed at Coachella.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. There's a lot of mixed reviews. Yes. What do you say?
Agreed.
Okay. I don't know. Here's my thought, because you and I are never like to slander the queen.
No,
the king.
You're a groupie.
But I say what I mean, and I mean what I say, though. I be taking L's with my people. But so she, I think she get in the whip that people don't really like it. So she started a Before I Let Go challenge on Instagram. So if you don't like it now, you're probably gonna love it later.
Just
okay.
Let
everybody
it go.
Did she try to make let it go? All right, so listen, I don't know. We're going to see how it goes, though. I'm not trying to do a video. So moving along, let's talk about Russell Wilson. Papa Russ, we talked about his big contract with $140 million.
Mm-hmm.
So he just brought all of his 13 linemen, $12,000 in Amazon stock.
Wow.
So he's $156,000 on them.
Yes.
He said, right. He's major. He wrote them letters that said, every Sunday we go to battle together. You sacrifice your physical and mental well-being to protect me. Because you know they be getting CTE out here. Concussions is real. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Banging, bang, bang, cheating. Okay, so anyway, he said, that allows me to provide and care for my family. This doesn't go unnoticed and is never forgotten. And he wanted to do something more flashy, but then he felt like he should do something with a lasting impact that could affect them and their families.
That's how you about to be the most protected quarterback.
I am here for it.
Sound like the Super Bowl champions this year.
Yeah.
Again. Right, because they got real camaraderie, jeez, like behind the scenes.
Jeez.
I love that. I love it. So Tierra Marie, she's a wanted woman. A judge issued a bench warrant because she didn't go to the hearing about the money that she owes 50 Cent.
What?
So she owes $30,000 in legal fees. He tried to get 160. The judge just said 30,000. So the hearing was to examine her finances, and I guess so he can see how he can get his money. She just said, I don't got no finances, so she didn't show up. So now there's a $5,000 warrant issued. If the cops arrest her, well, if the cops find her, they will arrest her. Like, this is real. Like, this is not for play. This isn't like, oh, just show up to court. This is, we're putting you in handcuffs, sis. Leave your wigs and lashes at home, okay?
Yo.
So, she, I don't know. This whole thing just annoys me, like, because, first of all, sis, you didn't have to bring 50 Cent in this. What happened was you went viral for that nasty little picture of you playing with man parts, okay? And you saw 50 Cent post and figured, oh, you can get some of that leche, dermine, duro, whatever he was saying, bag, and it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
So you played yourself, sis. Moving along, Wendy Williams. There's some new information that surfaced. So someone who works for Wendy Williams' production company called the cops and said that they think her husband is slipping her harmful drugs,
what?
A.k.a. poisoning her.
So the
cops showed up to the house, and the husband didn't want to let them in. So when he did, they found Wendy in the bed, wrapped up in the blanket from neck to toe.
Mm.
They asked Kevin to leave the bedroom, and he said, so they could talk to Wendy alone, and he didn't want to do that either. So Wendy said that she was recovering from a broken shoulder, which we had heard. But then they told her that about the anonymous tip of her getting poison, and she said it's because she's popular. Like, I guess people just making stuff up.
Mm.
So when the cops asked her again, they said she got, like, teary-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
I already know. So, but she still denied it. But that's crazy. But this happened like in January. But it's just now surfacing. I don't know why. But hopefully, it's going towards her case of keeping that coin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, lastly, Kodak Black. He was arrested for guns and weed at the Canadian border, which we know. But he is still facing those rape charges.
Mm,
like
what?
He got cases for everybody. Okay, you get a case.
Bye-bye.
Right. So he was accused of raping a South Carolina teenager 3 years ago. The girl said that Kodak raped her in his hotel room after a show, threw her around, and bit her. This is what she said. So he is now asking for more time to get his defense together.
What?
His lawyer said that they need time to prep for trial and handle issues about the evidence in the case. First of all, what have y'all been doing this whole time? Thinking it was going to go away?
Yeah.
What y'all don't know about the law? So anyway, a judge wants his DNA sample after they found what they think was Kodak's nasty-ass genes on the poor girl. And so they might be contesting that. So, and if he's convicted, he can face up to 30 years in prison. That's not even including other cases he's getting while he's doing this.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, disgusting.
And something just popped up on my screen saying that they found a way to hide cameras and the screws in the dressing room. So, like, the screws.
I've been knew that, though. That's just crazy.
What?
I believe because you haven't been to a spy shop.
You found out the hard way.
I'm not going to say nothing. I I will say that I worked in retail and I knew they were developing these kind of things. But yeah, that's real life. I don't even like trying clothes on.
They probably watching you through a camera that's made up in the screws.
But I'm wondering where they door. What stores getting a hold of these screws though?
Oh no,
they're just trying to stop theft, guys. Come on now.
Well, so you think it's just propaganda to get people to stop stealing?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Everything can't be negative. Boosters, beware!
I'm about to say, because boosters don't got to go in... What? Boosters don't go in fitting rooms? Boosters, they come
they
with their bags. They do go in the fitting room, but they don't have to. They don't have to do what they do in the fitting room.
You speak. You,
they know what they do. They know. I'm not going to say nothing.
You sound well
first. You don't have to go in the fitting room.
You sound well first.
You need to go in the fitting room. The fitting room is the safe place. But if you know what you're doing, sis, bro, you know what you're doing. You just get that bag lined up and you go do what you got to do.
With that being said, we are done, son.
You don't got to.
93.7.
You play tag,
huh? WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.